Hey, you want to do a little background music for me?
Yeah.
Episode 238, Pixar sequels and other news. Oh, you could just let the music go now.
Yeah, okay. Take over.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and we are back.
Back. And Ben and I were just saying, and we're just going to be honest with you folks. We're
very transparent.
We're bringing the news, but as we're trying to decide top news, here are the facts. We have an abundance of news today.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, like, top news. Like, it's all things that maybe you'll think are interesting, but when it comes to, is this worthy of being part of the show title? Not so much, but I like the Pixar stuff.
It's kind of a weird story because I think that there's half this news that will be celebrated and half this news that will horrify.
Well, let's do this.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Half good, half bad, but all right, now, help me remember, before we tell the actual news, we covered this idea that Pixar had, because we had had this conversation already about Pixar sequels and what about their original ideas. And remember how they had this idea to do every other year a sequel and every other year like an original idea? Is that what it was? Do you remember?
I thought it was an original every year and a sequel every other.
Okay,
so you were
yes.
going to get three every 2 years.
Okay, that sounds right. And so news came out recently here, and we haven't recorded for 2 weeks now, so
yeah.
Sometime in the last 2 weeks, news came out that Pixar is going to be releasing Incredibles 2,
yeah,
and
Cars 3.
Yeah, Cars 3. Now, I didn't like Cars 1, and I like Pixar typically, so I'll usually see the movies anyways, but I still haven't seen Cars 2,
yeah.
But I know the reason this exists, and that's because kids
People
love
People like
them.
My son.
Yeah, little children. Little boys like your son love cars.
Yeah, my son is three, so right in the car, and he loves cars. I hope that this means that they're going to stop the planes franchise.
I don't think so. Isn't the sequel coming out this year?
Yeah, which I've just been dreading it because Planes 2 is coming out this summer, and so I was complaining to Annie. It's like, oh, I don't want to go see Planes 2, and she's like, just don't tell Owen about it. Like, that is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That is brilliant, because
he doesn't have a television of his own.
Well, right. I mean, unlike in our day and age, Matt, where we would watch cartoons and you'd see, you couldn't help finding out about it, because there would be a preview or whatever. Anything our kids watch is either on DVD or Netflix.
Oh.
They almost never watch anything on TV.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I used to learn a lot from commercials.
Exactly. So it's like, parenting in this day and age, you can avoid your kids finding out about these terrible movies you don't want them to see. And let me be clear. He can see it when it's on video or whatever. I just don't want to pay $40 for the family to go see Planes 3.
I just had a childhood memory.
Yeah,
but
how about it?
But it wasn't necessarily for a commercial. It was product placement in a Nickelodeon game show.
Oh,
and
my.
I remember I used to watch a show. It was on early in the weekend mornings, either Saturday or Sunday. And one of the...
What one was it?
I can't remember the name of the show.
Because I watched all the Nickelodeon game
but
shows.
But the prize that I ended up wanting, so this is what I'm talking about, product placement, was it was after the 1989 Batman movie.
Yeah.
Or around that time, they were releasing the Batcave, like, set. So, I mean, like, girls like dollhouses, guys like you and me, we wanted the Batcave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
I had a Batcave.
Yeah, so I saw it on the show. I remember there was, like, a trap door on one of the levels, and
yeah,
there was lots of cool things, and, yeah, and product placement saved the day.
And so I suppose we still can't be immune from that. Thankfully, yeah. I don't think there's too much product placement in Dora the Explorer or whatever they're watching these days.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized what we should have made the top news of the day.
Dora the Explorer?
It's too late, but Mystery Science Theater 3000, that group is coming back for a new TV show.
They've had an internet show for a long time.
No, this is back to TV.
Oh, my.
Riff Tracks.
Yeah. Well, they've had Riff Tracks for
a long
time.
I know, but it's becoming
it's
a TV show.
Okay. Well, should we finish talking about Cars 3?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Cars 3, I'm not looking forward to it. I honestly have not seen Incredibles since I saw it in theaters, whenever that was like 10 years ago.
I've probably seen it twice. Once in theaters, once not in theaters.
Yeah.
I'm not aching for a sequel.
No, I know people love that movie, and like I said, I haven't seen it for 10 years. My memory was I liked it. I don't, you know, it didn't stick out to me the way some of Pixar's other stuff, like, you know, Up and Ratatouille did.
I think, I mean, the first thing I thought, and I wasn't even, right now I'd consider myself a huge comic book fan.
Yeah.
At the time, I wouldn't have. I'd consider myself a superhero fan. But even then, I identified that the Incredibles, that family, was the Fantastic Four. They have all the same powers.
Oh.
One does the fire. One does the invisible shield power. One's stretchy. And one is super strong. Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah. And then there's one that's fast, which doesn't really mix in with everything, but...
Fantastic Four and Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'll see these movies. I'll see Incredibles 2. I'll even see Cars 3 eventually. But am I excited? I'd say no.
Yeah, I'd skip Cars 3. I mean, really, the only reason Pixar's making that franchise, it's pure money making.
Huge money maker.
In fact, it's not even about the movie. I honestly think the movie is incidental. It's all the crap. My son has Cars pillows, mm-hmm. and he has Cars toothbrush, and he has a Cars coloring book, you know, and all this stuff. It's the product.
So you have seen the second one, correct?
I've seen little bits of it with my kids.
I heard that the main character becomes a spy in that one. Is that true?
I haven't seen enough of it to verify, okay. or paid enough attention to verify. I mean, even my son, who loves cars, and he claims he loves planes. I mean, halfway through Planes, he turned around in his seat at the movie theater and started looking at the projector.
Oh, that's cool.
That was more fun.
Yeah.
And that's when it was like, okay, we're not taking little kids to movies anymore because it's so expensive. You know, you spend $40 to go to a movie for his birthday, you know, to get the four of us in or whatever it costs. And he only enjoys half of it before he just decides the projector is more interesting.
You should just buy a projector.
We really should.
If you didn't go to movies for a year, you could buy a projector.
We could buy a projector.
All right, next piece of news. This was also a runner-up for top news of the day, Prometheus 2.
Yeah.
Now, earlier this week, they released a string, and by they, I mean, I think it's Fox Studios, released a string of movie release dates. Let me talk about those first, because that will be quick, and then we can go right into Prometheus 2. So, 20th Century Fox announced these release dates. The Fantastic Four reboot, which they're still casting, is going to be coming out in 2015, but they've already planned Fantastic Four 2 for July 14th, 2017. Okay.
Wow.
Yep. The sequel to The Wolverine. Now, The Wolverine. This movie was horrible. The worst movie of 2013, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I hated it.
One of the worst comic book movies to date.
Yeah, I'd say probably, I mean, up there with as bad as Green Lantern.
I'd still say Green Lantern was worse.
I don't know. Between those two, I may be more prone to see Green Lantern again.
I would check the running time. And whichever one was shorter would be the one I'd watch.
All right. So the Wolverine sequel, or the third one, I guess, will be March 3rd, 2017. An untitled Marvel film by 20th Century Fox, scheduled for July 13th, 2018. People are speculating this is going to be an X-Men Fantastic Four crossover movie.
What about X-Men Apocalypse, or is that already scheduled?
They haven't listed it here because they already released that, but I believe that's like May 2016.
Okay.
This is kind of funny. Liam Neeson, Taken 3, January 9th, 2015.
I have not seen Taken 1 or 2 or the Taken ripoff thing he did on a bus or a plane or whatever.
I just saw Nonstop, the plane one.
And how was that?
It was about what you expect. Matthew Vaughn has a movie called The Secret Service coming out October 24th, 2014. And Frankenstein, starring Daniel Radcliffe, pushed back from January 16, 2015, all the way to October 2nd, 2015.
So, is Daniel Radcliffe playing the monster or the doctor?
I don't know, but I'm going to...
He doesn't strike me as a good Frankenstein monster. Yeah.
You're a doctor, Harry.
Isn't Daniel Radcliffe? I mean, he's trying to play all these sophisticated roles, and he's still, like, what, 20?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so...
Not buying it.
Back to Ridley Scott and Prometheus 2. The sequel is coming out March 4th, 2016. Ben, how do you feel about Prometheus 2?
You know, I like Prometheus, or at least I've only saw it once in the theater, and then it's gotten so much hate, I almost feel like I need to go back and watch it and see...
Like, why do people
hate
it?
Some of those
so
criticisms in mind and see if I was just being too kind to it or whatever, but you know,
I think you were prone to not like it because of Damon Lindelof, and you don't like him, and
but
so,
I do like Ridley Scott, and yeah. I like Michael Fassbender, and I don't know, I like the movie. I think I need to watch it again, though, to say for sure with some of the criticisms in mind, to see if I consider them valid or not.
I have really bad news about it, though.
Yeah, I know,
The writer of the movie Green Lantern, which we just referenced, is working on this movie. So, of course, Damon Lindelof, who I love, worked on the first one. He said right away he wasn't doing a second one, even though he conceived this world.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He came in and updated the script. The script was in place before he showed up on the screen.
You might be right. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this guy, his name is Michael.
And furthermore, it's set in the Alien universe, so no, you can't give David Lindelof retroactively goes back 25 years.
I shouldn't say he conceived the world, but he did conceive the premise of Prometheus. He wrote the. I know you're saying he updated the script. I think his updates were so vast that they changed the idea and made it its own entity. Because it was originally a straight Alien prequel.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on for that. Michael Green is the writer. He's done Green Lantern. He's done Heroes.
Oh, no.
And he did a TV show I haven't watched, but I'm interested in watching about... It's a modernized version of the David story called Kings.
I loved Kings.
So, same guy.
Hey, that's good.
Okay.
So, that's one for three. Speaking of Heroes, so... I was watching the latest episode of Hannibal, which, you know, I love Hannibal. It's been a great show. Mm-hmm. And the credits roll, and I have, like, my eye half on the screen, and it says producer Tim, and I think it says Tim Kring. Like, no! And so I had to rewind it and rewatch it. Tim King.
Oh, my gosh. Close
that,
one.
That was a close one. I was so nervous, though. I went to double-check Tim Kring's IMDb profile just to make sure he wasn't now involved with Hannibal.
That would be disastrous.
That would have been horrible.
All right, Ben, so where we're going to go from here, folks, if you're listening and wondering how this is all happening, Ben's going to now give us all of his news.
Okay.
And then whatever's left over, I'll take in more of
pieces.
Kind of like a, you know, I like to do it where I just read the news and we hear Ben for it or against it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with a little What the Frodo news. Two pieces of What the Frodo news, both centered on the TV show The Walking Dead.
Okay.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
Now, Matt, remind me, have you ever watched an episode of The Walking Dead?
Yes, I have watched a few episodes in season one on Netflix. Didn't really stick with it, but as you know, I've read much of the comic.
Yeah. Now, is the show clean and family-friendly, or is it fairly gruesome and bloody?
Fairly gruesome.
Not for long, because it's coming to network TV and syndication with a cleaned-up, family-friendly, edited version.
That is impossible. What channel?
It'll be 5 minutes long. I don't know. It's like some production company or whatever. But yeah, Walking Dead is a show I don't care for. But I can't imagine it's going to get much better by editing out every other scene because you have to get it down to.
There's
a family-friendly version of a zombie apocalypse.
I can't imagine how this is going to happen, but maybe I can finally watch it.
Without getting nightmares, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Walking Dead weird things, now you know that I enjoy my beer.
Yes, you do.
And I've enjoyed themed beers, like the Game of Thrones beers that Amagong Brewery's come out with.
Yeah.
The third one, which is coming out in just a couple weeks.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, their Fire and Blood Red Ale. Well, The Walking Dead wants to get in on the themed beer game. And so Dock Street Brewery in Pennsylvania is coming out with a Walking Dead beer.
What's it going to be called?
Well, I think it's called Walker Brew or something. I don't remember the title. But it's going to have cranberries in it to give it that nice blood red flavor. But it's also going to have goat brains.
No.
I'm serious. Isn't that horrifying? It's so gross.
They're like, we have to put brains in. What kind do you think people will buy?
Yeah, that's goat. So gross. I mean, I think I'm pretty willing to try different beers. I would not drink this.
Yeah, this I'm against it.
I am completely against it. Don't put brains in my beer, please.
Thank you. All right, what else you got?
Speaking of the themed beer, maybe happier news on this point is that Star Trek is also getting a themed beer from the Tin Man Brewery out of Indiana. And this one actually sounds better. No brains in it.
What's it going to be called? I like when they have the fancy names.
I'll have to find the name for you. I'll find the name.
So you're
going
to try
your news. Yeah, I'd be willing
to try
this
one. Will you add
this
to your reviews? Because you've done the Game of Thrones reviews.
Yeah, I would review the Star Trek beer if I can get on. We'll see what kind of distribution it has, because you can't always get a hold of them.
Okay.
The Walking Dead beer will not be reviewed by the Sci-Fi Christian, because I'm not going to drink anything with goat brains in it.
Okay.
Because that's just disgusting. But yeah, Star Trek beer coming soon.
Okay.
And I will find the... Find the title of it later. I think it was something Klingon related.
Do you have any other Star Trek related news?
No other Star Trek related news.
Okay, what else?
In a piece of news that really shouldn't surprise anybody who can do math, Episode 7 has been announced that it's going to take place 30 years after Return of the Jedi.
You know, okay, they announced this, but I almost feel like we've covered this before. Maybe there was just heavy speculation, and then they finally officially announced
it. Well, yeah, and it...
But Star Wars, it was 30 years ago.
Exactly, so that's why... It's like this, they made it like there was this big deal, and for a second I thought, whoa, that's a long time after Return of the Jedi, and then I thought for a second, did a little math, I'm, nope, 30 years, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's good.
That's ridiculous. Then we have a little Game of Thrones.
Actually, wait a second. Oh, since Return of the Jedi, I'm thinking back to the first movie. It has been almost 40 years since the first movie.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
I think Return of the Jedi was 1982.
It's been a long time since I watched the original trilogy.
Oh,
I gotta do it again.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched episode 4?
Oh, I don't know. My kids have it on all the time.
Okay. So quite often.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then my last piece of news has to do with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So George R. R. Martin has been dropping little tidbits. And I'm going to tell you the tidbit, and then I'm going to tell you what I think it means. So he's come out and said, oh, yeah, we're in active talks about doing a Game of Thrones movie.
Okay.
And... he's thrown out ideas, like maybe it'll be the last, you know, the end of the series will be a movie that will need the bigger budget or whatever, you know, and so he's been talking about this. Here's what I think is going on. First of all, George R. R. Martin's the only one who has said we're in talks about doing a movie.
Yeah.
HBO hasn't done anything. So it's quite possible that being in talks means George R. R. Martin picked up the phone, called HBO and said, let's do a movie.
Yeah.
And that's it. Why would George R. R. Martin do something like that? Well, we covered last time that the series is quickly eclipsing the books, and HBO's been pretty adamant about 7-8 seasons max, which means we're about halfway through. You do the math on George R. R. Martin's writing speed, where it's been 3 years since the last book. It won't be released any sooner than next year, so another 4-year gap. At that point, we'll be in season 5 of the show. That leaves 3 seasons at best from what HBO has said. And there's almost no chance, unless he drastically speeds up the writing of the last book, that it's going to make it out of him. I mean, I suppose it's possible he could do it in 3 years, but pretty unlikely.
Okay.
So that means that George R. R. Martin is in a bit of a pickle because he does not want the series to finish first.
Exactly, yeah.
So he is posturing. And if you follow the pattern here, it's been apparent for a while that this could be a problem. And at every stage where it's appeared to be a problem, every time this has come up, George R. R. Martin has had different reactions. And I have realized, after plotting his reactions, that he is going through the classical 5 stages of grief regarding the fact that the series is going to eclipse him. So the first stage was denial, and this was everything up to the last year or so, where you say, there's no way the show is going to overtake me. It won't happen. Yeah. There's not a chance that it's going to happen. I have this huge lead on him. And back in, you know, pre-production before season 1, this sounded okay. And then slowly as fans have been like, well, George, you're not writing very fast. Your lead is slipping away. No, I've had this huge lead. There's not a chance. So he was in denial for a long time. Then over the last year, it started to move to anger. You know, where now the sound clips would be, the show is starting to catch up. I'm quite alarmed by this. I'm quite upset by this. I don't want the show to catch up. And you start to get a little anger from Martin. And now we have moved into stage 3, which is bargaining, which is him coming out and saying, as we covered last time, I have prequels I've written. You can do those. We could do a movie. There's lots of options,
guys. So what's
next?
What's next?
Depression.
Oh, when he just realizes.
Which is probably going to be where he just stops writing the books for a few years or whatever. No, I just. And then finally, acceptance. Which will happen.
So you're saying right here, right now, HBO is going to surpass
I would say that there is about an 80% chance, and that might be an optimistic estimation.
Okay.
But what I am saying for sure is that go back, read George R. R. Martin's comments over the last 4 or 5 years on this issue. He is going through the 5 stages of grief.
Wow.
It is textbook, and it's going to continue right up until the point where we see material on the show that has not been written out in the books yet.
Okay. All right, here we go, Ben. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
And against it.
All right.
Mark Webb, director of The Amazing Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, has said he will not direct The Amazing Spider-Man 4.
Oh, I'm for it, because I mean, I thought he did a decent job with 500 Days of Summer. That wasn't, like, the best movie ever, but I'd like to see him maybe get back to trying to do something like that again.
I think I'm also for it, because I didn't necessarily even like Amazing Spider-Man 1. No. I have low expectations for 2.
Yep.
So let's get some fresh new blood in there. All right. We kind of covered this before, but James Mangold, who was the director of The Wolverine, says, this is so weird. Okay, you know they had Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
And then they called the movie that we saw last year The Wolverine.
Yeah.
Now, the next movie they're planning, guess what he's saying it's going to be called?
Wolverine 3.
The Wolverine 2. They're trying to pretend like Wolverine Origins doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which is odd. But that's the next one that they're going to start filming right after X-Men Apocalypse.
I'm against it.
I am against it. But I'm for X-Men Apocalypse. That's,
sure.
That's a winner. Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse is going to be taking place in the 1980s. So we're getting closer and closer.
I'm hopeful that I don't really trust Bryan Singer, but if he manages to pull off Days of Future Past, which it looks like he probably will, I'm optimistic about that. So yeah.
I was watching the trailers for Days of Future Past last night with my Bible study, and it looks very serious. Like, if you the trailers aren't action adventure, it's like,
oh, good.
You haven't seen them?
I don't watch trailers generally.
Okay. There, it's like despair. This is serious. Things are bad. So yeah. Star Wars Episode 7, which you referenced a few minutes ago, is going to start filming this May. So we are 6 weeks away. Well,
yeah,
a little over 6 weeks, probably. For it.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis, who played Gollum.
Yeah.
He played, which is in Lord of the Rings. He played Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
He's going to be directing a movie here coming up soon.
Yeah, Animal Farm, right?
Nope. The Jungle Book.
Oh, starring John Goodman.
Yeah, no, not Sergeant.
Well, maybe we should. Maybe this is an apt point to
bring him in,
to bring this out that John Goodman has played Baloo in The Jungle Book 2.
Somebody emailed you, right?
Yeah, and Kiefer Sutherland has been in a Twin Peaks prequel.
Okay, so what?
So your whole Ben is wrong thing from last time. I think we need a retraction.
Well, just for the record, Kiefer Sutherland wasn't in the Twin Peaks TV show.
He was in Twin Peaks, though.
And John Goodman was not Baloo in the original Jungle Book movie.
No, wasn't he Baloo in The Jungle Book? Yeah, The Jungle Book, too.
Okay. You didn't mention this when you talked about Game of Thrones, but the showrunners, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, have officially signed on for 2 more seasons.
All right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if that's the same as a renewal or if it's just HBO signing a contract with them, but certainly a good sign. Yeah. There's virtually no chance of the show getting canceled at this point.
No. Now, there was a comic book that I haven't read, but maybe you have, called Powers. Have you heard of Powers?
No. I think it was being developed for a while. Is it by Brian Michael Bendis, and it was going to be developed for FX or something like that?
Oh, man. I think we've covered it on the show before, but they're actually... Well, let me just take a look and see real quick if I can find some information about... Nope, I don't have it here. So, anyways, if you're familiar with Powers, if you're not, go Google it. But the more interesting piece of this news is not just that it's being adapted into a TV show, but it's going to be the first original series, not by Netflix, but by PlayStation Network.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that is interesting.
Yeah, so PlayStation Network is now starting their own series of television shows.
Yeah.
Some NBC renewals. Some of these are not sci-fi, but I like them, like Parks and Rec coming back next year.
Yep.
But the one that sci-fi, I don't watch it, but some of the fans like it, Grimm.
Yeah, back for 4 seasons.
I think it's season 4, and this is a Friday night show, so good for it.
Yeah. I watched the first few episodes of Grimm when it was out and was not impressed.
I like the Bourne Identity movies.
I'm sorry.
I've never played Splinter Cell, but I heard there is some overlap. Have you played Splinter Cell, video game?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, the director of the original Bourne Identity movie, Doug Liman, is going to be directing Splinter Cell up for a planned release in 2015.
Did you like the last Bourne Identity movie?
No, wait, Splinter Cell, was that a book first and then a video game?
No, it was a Tom Clancy. It might have been like one of those Tom Clancy
video games
where somebody else writes the book.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, wait, did I like what?
The last Bourne Identity movie.
The Legacy one? The Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
No.
That was an awful movie.
Hated that one.
The other ones were okay.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Well, this is interesting news. The Giver, which is a book you and I both liked as children.
I've never read it.
Oh, you didn't?
I've never read
it. I feel like
we've
talked about this on the show before. I definitely liked it. It was doing dystopian fiction before it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bridges, who we're fans of, is going to be starring in the Giver movie. And the trailer came out, the first trailer. So go look for that online. I haven't actually watched it yet, but I'm excited about this. I think I want to reread the book. You should read the book. Let's do a book/movie review in the fall sometime.
Okay. Was it a book of Lost?
I'll look into that, but I doubt it.
I finished a book of Lost last night.
Which one?
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, good for you.
Which, do you know which two characters
I
have
do,
a conversation about? Yeah.
Linus, or Ben Linus and Sawyer.
That's right.
Yep.
Have you ever read it?
No.
Very good book. You should read it.
I'm reading 1984 over there still.
How's that?
Plugging away. As you can see, I'm not too far into it. Yeah. That's my bookmark right there. So
that little pen in there?
Yeah. I underline
a
lot of
solid bookmark.
Now, I don't think you ever watched this cartoon that I'm about to reference.
Okay.
And I really remember very little about it. I'm not positive I even watched it as a youngster, but I know it was around. It was called Jem and the Holograms, about like a crime-fighting girl-led band.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, unsurprisingly, the guy that directed G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe movie, wants to do a live-action Jem and the Holograms movie. Now, this, like I said, this is a band of females.
Is that the guy who did
the
Mummy?
Star band.
Who did the G.I. Joe movie? Was it the guy who did the Mummy?
Let me take a look here real quick.
Okay.
Don't have it for... Oh, no. Yeah, John Chu.
No, that's not the guy who did the Mummy. Not that that's really that great of a resume maker.
What are you looking up right there right now?
The Star Trek beer name. I just remembered I was supposed to check that out.
Oh, you're going to do it right now?
It's going to be called... Maybe this makes more sense to you. Warnog? Warnog, official Klingon beer with notes of clove, banana, and caramel.
Not sure.
So maybe I'll Google Warnog and see if it's like some Star Trek reference.
Well, I did want to play this for you, Ben. Again, this is the Jem and the Holograms was a 1980s cartoon. So here's the theme song.
Okay.
I think you're going to appreciate this.
Yeah. Wow, I think I've heard enough. I think I'm ready for that to be over.
Okay, I'll stop it there.
Warnog, so, according to the Star Trek wiki, was a traditional Klingon ale. So apparently they're using the name of a Klingon beer from the show. So all you Trekkies can just be happy about that.
You didn't really comment. Are you for or against Jem and the Holograms?
Oh,
live action?
Completely against it. That sounds terrible.
And unfortunately, the creator of the cartoon is telling us now that she's actually being shut out of the production of this movie. They're not letting her be included.
You know,
she said,
I'm not sure I'd complain about that if I was her.
I don't think I can hide that I'm deeply unhappy about being shut out of this project, that no one in the entertainment arm of Hasbro wanted to talk to me, have me write for it, or at least consult on it. I wouldn't be human if that failed to bother me.
Yeah.
So, kind of a bummer.
She can't be that proud of the show.
My other unhappy observation is that I see two male producers, a male director, and a male writer. Where is the female voice? Where is the female perspective? Where are the women?
Do, 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 do.
What's that song?
It's a Flight of the Conchord song. I'm not going to say the title, but those who are in the know will get the reference.
I don't get
it. And enjoy the humor.
So I'm not against having female producers on there. I hear what you're saying. It was a show aimed at girls. So yeah, let's let the females have a
voice. If you're going to make a crappy movie out of the show, at least let the women make a crappy movie out of the show.
I'm not sure if that's exactly what we're trying to say here.
That's the feminist in me coming out.
Okay. Ghostbusters 3 lost their director.
And Harold Ramis.
I'm not sure who's Harold Ramis.
He's the guy who died.
Huh. Well, even Reitman.
He died like a couple weeks ago.
I think we covered that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I know, but I'm just saying that's another hit for them.
Yeah. So Ivan Reitman, who's been working working on this project for a long time, left. He's out as a director. They're still planning, though, to release this movie in early 2015. Not going to happen. This is not coming out in early 2015.
No, it's never going to come out.
No, I think it'll be out in 2016. That's my guess. Oh, here's some big news.
What? They're not actually filming it yet, are they?
Oh my gosh, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm already at last news of the day.
All right.
No, they're not. They're not filming it.
Yeah.
I've got some great news for last news of the day.
Okay. Last news of the day.
Oh man, The Rock.
Oh boy.
You know, he came out and
original superhero.
He came out and talked about how he's going to be Hercules, the original superhero. Our friend at the Green Screen Podcast, Kobe, had some things to say about that.
Yeah.
But now he's saying, you know, the director, John Chu, who we just mentioned is going to be working on Jem and the Holograms, He's out. He's out as G.I. Joe director for number three. He was the second, or he was the director for the second one. But The Rock has said, we'd still love to start shooting in January. G.I. Joe 3, happening soon.
Oh, man. Well, that is exciting.
And it looks like Rock is giving more hints as to who he's going to be. I was kind of hoping he'd end up being a different Green Lantern in the DC universe.
But he's not.
But it looks like he might end up being Lobo, a bounty hunter, an interstellar bounty hunter.
Oh, okay.
Not a fan of that character, so yeah. Against it. Ben?
Oh, I'm totally against it.
But in general, you're for The Rock, correct?
No. I'm for the amusing things that come out of Kobe's mouth when he's talking about The Rock.
So what's the website that...
So Daniel started a website called stuffkobesays.blogspot.com that you can go check out for a plethora of, pearls of wisdom, one might say.
Yeah, so go check that. That's a winner. So, all right, Ben, tell everybody what they can expect on the next episode.
Well, we got some listener feedback.
Oh. Well, let's stop that then. I don't have any, so I
okay.
Where's your listener feedback coming from? I need to screen it first.
It's a Google Voice.
Fine. Voicemail. We'll do this then. Who's it coming from?
Well, just listen. Okay. Better if you just can listen and be surprised with the audience.
I don't like to be surprised on my own show.
I know. I understand.
All right, let's
hear it. So, you know, the last time I had told you that if Jesus had wanted to do a podcast with me, I would leave you.
Yes.
Do a podcast with Jesus. Well, a little follow-up on that.
Okay, cool.
From the man himself.
Let's hear it.
Hey, sci-fi Christian. This is Jesus. Yeah, the son of God, son of man, savior of the world. Anyway, just calling because I listen to your podcast. And, hey, Ben, let's do a podcast. That'd be great. Except I wasn't sure if you meant me or Jesus Hernandez down the road. But anyway, yeah, if you want a podcast, I'm up for it. And I imagine if it's just you and me sitting around talking, though, I probably have more to say than you. But anyway, thanks. Keep up the good work. I'm a Sci-Fi Christian. And if you don't go with the Ben and Jesus podcast, I'd go with the Ben and Jerry ice cream podcast. Thanks so much. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Well, thanks for calling in, Jesus.
Yeah, I think the Ben and Jesus show has a nice ring to it.
I wouldn't
put his name first, but Jesus and Ben doesn't have quite the same ring to it. So yeah, the Ben and Jesus show.
I just want to say, I love being on this show with you, but if Jesus comes a call in, I know that you have to answer that call.
That's right. You do. It's good to say yes to Jesus.
Yeah. So
but Jesus, I think I would hold my own in the conversation. I got a lot of thoughts.
All right. Well, so when can we watch for that?
I don't know. I'll have to have some more conversations with Jesus.
I mean, I would be willing to put out the pilot episode of that podcast,
Ben and Jesus,
in our our stream here.
Yeah.
So
maybe we could do find a topic he and I could debate or something.
Connect with Jesus. Yeah. Record an episode where you are specifically speaking with Jesus.
Yeah.
And we'll put that on.
We'll need some good theme music for the Ben and Jesus show.
Angels. Just get some angels to sing.
It's the Son of God and Ben DiBono. It's the Ben and Jesus show.
I think that's a good start.
If somebody would like to record that in maybe a more professional context, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. Ben, why don't you tell them what's coming up on the next episode?
Oh, we're going to be talking about villains.
Yeah, so
our best villains.
For weeks, we've been saying, hey, this top five episode's coming soon. Well, guess what? You asked for it. You got it. Top five villains.
Yeah.
Are all of your sci-fi villains, or are they some not?
I got some not, some yeah.
Some of my
lots of villains.
I moved some of my non-sci-fi villains to my runners-up list, so yeah, we'll see how it goes. So
yeah.
That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
Yeah, you talk first. I'm Ben DiBono.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.